didn't realize we were podcasting already. Welcome. What were we going to talk about today? Oh, that's right. Evolution. Now, some of you have been watching these videos, probably don't have too much trouble with the idea of me evolving from a monkey, but all of you, well, that might be a stretch. So let's talk about that. What does the church say about organic evolution, the scientific principle or theory? And I should warn you, I'm going to do a lot of reading today, so hopefully it won't get too boring. In fact, I'll try to keep it interesting by keeping my background interesting. You know, if we're going to talk about evolution, we need a more interesting background, I think. Let's try something a little more astronomical. Okay, wait, I got just the thing. Ready? There we go. That's more like it. Whoa. This is kind of like inverse claustrophobia here. Is that Mars? Never mind. Okay, so the first quote. Now, about 100 years ago, well, 103 years ago to be precise, the first presidency came out with something addressing this issue very distinctly. You ready for this? The origin of man. Inquiries from time to time respecting the attitude of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints upon questions which, though not vital from a doctrinal standpoint, are closely connected with the fundamental principles of salvation. Okay, this is a little slow. Let's try speeding things up a little bit.
The latest inquiry of this kind that has reached us is in relation to the origin of man. It is believed that a statement of the position held by the Church upon this subject will be timely and productive of good.
Sorry about that. I guess I got carried away. Where were we? Yes, now. It is held by some that Adam was not the first man upon the earth, or that the original human being was a development from lower orders of the animal creation. And here's the clincher. These, however, are the theories of men. The word of the Lord declared that Adam was the first man of all men. And we are therefore in duty bound to regard him as the primal parent of our race. It was shown to the brother of Jared that all men were created in the beginning after the image of God. Whether we take this to mean the spirit or the body or both, it commits us to the same conclusion. Man began life as a human being in the likeness of Heavenly Father. There's nothing in this, however, to indicate that the original man, the first of our race, began life as anything less than a man, or less than the human germ or embryo that becomes a man. Now remember, we're still quoting the first presidency. Check this out. Man, by searching, cannot find out God. Never, unaided, will he discover the truth about the beginning of human life. The Lord must reveal himself or remain unrevealed. And the same is true of the facts relating to the origin of Adam's race. God alone can reveal them. And what has been made known, it is our duty to receive and retain. Okay, let's slow things down. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, basing its belief on divine revelation, ancient and modern, proclaims man to be the direct and lineal offspring of deity. God himself is an exalted man, perfected, enthroned, and supreme. There you have it. We are children of God. Now some of you may say, yeah, but that was like 103 years ago. We've learned so much since then in science and evolutionary theory. Let's listen to Gordon B. Hinckley. He's a little more recent. I remember when I was a college student, there was a great discussion on the question of organic evolution. I took classes in geology and biology and heard the whole story of Darwinism as it was then taught. I wondered about it. I thought much about it, but I didn't let it throw me, for I read what the scriptures said about our origins and our relationship to God. Since then, I've become acquainted with what to me is a far more important and wonderful kind of evolution. It is the evolution of men and women as the sons and daughters of God, and of our marvelous potential for growth as children of our Creator. For me, this great principle is set forth in the following verses of Revelation. And that which doth not edify is not of God, and is darkness. That which is of God is light, and he that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light, and that light groweth brighter and brighter until the perfect day. I wish we would ponder these words. They are wonderful in their promise concerning the great potential that lies within each of us, born of a promise that he has planted within us as an expression of God's love for his sons and daughters. That's the end of that quote. Isn't that a cool idea? We are children of God. We can grow up and evolve to become like him because we're of his species. Okay, now here's a couple of tidbits. Ezra Taft Benson said, "Now, we've not been using the Book of Mormon as we should. Our homes are not as strong unless we're using it to bring our children to Christ. Our families may be corrupted by worldly trends and teachings unless we know how to use the book to expose and combat the falsehoods in socialism, organic evolution, rationalism, humanism, etc." End of the quote. Clearly, there are some falsehoods in organic evolution theory. I'm going to trust a prophet before I trust a scientist. I know that sounds naive to those who don't understand it, who don't believe in modern prophets, but to those who have a testimony that the prophets have been called of God, it's really a great assurance. Here's another by Boyd K. Packer. "Surely no one with reverence for God could believe that his children evolved from slime or from reptiles. Although one can easily imagine that those who accept the theory of evolution don't show much enthusiasm for genealogical research. The theory of evolution, and it is a theory, will have an entirely different dimension when the workings of God in creation are fully revealed." Now, you may notice from some of this that the church leaders are not downplaying the possibility of some aspects of the principle of evolution as being possibly true. But the idea that we evolved from monkeys, from fish, from amoeba, is simply not true. We know that from what the prophets have said and what has been revealed in Scripture. Bruce R. McConkie said, "There is no salvation in a system of religion that rejects the doctrine of the fall or that assumes man is the end product of evolution, and so was not subject to the fall." Speaking of the fall, I think we've just lost space. Whoa, much better. Okay, let's finish the quote. Bruce R. McConkie continues, "True believers know that this earth and man and all forms of life were created in an Edenic or paradisiacal state in which there was no mortality, no procreation, no death." That's the end of his quote. Now, isn't that interesting? If they were created in a state where there could be no death until after the fall of Adam and Eve, then they could not have evolved over time. Now, that makes a lot of sense to me. Let's go to Russell M. Nelson. "Through the ages, some without scriptural understanding have tried to explain our existence by pretentious words such as ex nihilo, out of nothing. Others have deduced that because of certain similarities between different forms of life, there has been an organic evolution from one form to another. Many of these have concluded that the universe began as a big bang that eventually resulted in the creation of our planet and life upon it." He continues, "To me, such theories are unbelievable. Could an explosion in a printing shop produce a dictionary? It's unthinkable. Even if it could be argued to be within a remote realm of possibility, such a dictionary could certainly not heal its own torn pages, or renew its own worn corners, or reproduce its own subsequent editions. We're children of God, created by him and formed in his image. At least 55 verses of scripture attest to our divine creation. I've selected one to represent all the verses that convey the same conclusion. The gods took counsel among themselves and said, 'Let us go down and form man in our image, after our likeness.' So the gods went down to organize man in their own image, in the image of the gods, to form they him, male and female, to form they them." That's the end of Russell M. Nelson's quote. And just a clarify if any of you are not members of the church and you're wondering, what, the gods? What are you talking about? Well, we believe that Jesus participated in the creation of the earth with his heavenly Father, who is God, making more of them. Anyway, going on. Here's a great quote by President Packer. He says, "Some years ago, I returned home to find our little children were waiting in the driveway. They had discovered some newly hatched chicks under the manger in the barn. When they reached for them, a protective hen rebuffed them, so they came for reinforcements. I soon gathered a handful of little chicks for them to see and touch. As our little girl held one of them, I said in a teasing way, 'That will make a nice watchdog when it grows up, won't it?' She looked at me quizzically, as if I didn't know much. So I changed my approach. 'It won't be a watchdog, will it?' She shook her head. 'No, Daddy.' Then I added, 'It will be a nice riding horse.' She wrinkled up her nose and gave me that, 'Oh, Dad,' look. For even a 4-year-old knows that a chick will not be a dog, nor a horse, nor even a turkey. It will be a chicken. It will follow the pattern of its parentage. She knew that without having a course in genetics, without a lesson or a lecture." Now, this gets really interesting when you read another statement that he gave in another talk. He says, "Fix that truth in your mind and hold to it. However many generations in your mortal ancestry, no matter what race or people you represent, the pedigree of your spirit can be written on a single line. You are a child of God." Now, I could go on and read some more quotes, but we're kind of out of time, and I think the point has been made. While there may be principles in the theory of evolution that have some basis in truth, the idea that we descended from monkeys or from apes or some other lower form of life is simply false. The prophets have testified of that. We are children of God. Our first parents on this earth were Adam and Eve. And from what it sounds like, it's going to be interesting finding out the true principles of evolution, either in the next life or during the second coming. So despite what you may think when you look at this face, we are not descended from monkeys. Well, I've been enjoying this little traverse through the universe, but it's time to go. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? A Humorous Guide to Help You Succeed at Dating. Wait a minute. That's kind of psychedelic, isn't it? Woohoo! And Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome!